And it's great to see the health of the game. What I want to see is people embrace the fact that it's great for everybody. Tell me, Willie Davis, what your perspective is as you look at the health of the game. What can be done to help former players make sure that they live out their years in grace and dignity?
Well, I tell you, this has been the most puzzling thing to me of all. You know, the very players that kind of form much of what the beginning of what is now the big Super Bowl games and everything else. We paid a tremendous price for the success that exists today. I'm amazed that, frankly, players, our former players, are not taken care of better than they are now. The compensation as pension or whatever you want to call it, it's so inadequate until it's hard to believe that somehow all the money that's being thrown around today is out there, and it could be such dire straight situations for players who dearly need some help.
And Jerry, it's not just a question of fairness, it's a question of compassion. But the money is out there. The average 10-year player in the NFL, when he retires and can collect his pension, gets $24,000 versus $175,000 for baseball players that have played 10 years. And maybe the economics of the game are different, but tell me, what can we do today to make sure that there is more justice, fairness, and, as I said, dignity for former players?
Nick, I've established a auction that has started this morning at 11 o'clock. I have a website, jerrykramer.com, where you can log on and make a cash donation of a few bucks, or you can go to the website and bid on items like Mike Ditka's championship ring from his NFC ring. Willie donated a beautiful picture of Willie Davis and Reggie White, nice big framed picture that's signed by both Willie and Reggie.
Joe, I think I want that one.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. Joe DeLaMalier gave us his gold bracelets that O.J. gave the line when he set a rushing record. We've got a ton of items there, and we're trying to help out some guys. These are not guys that are, you know, that are living in a normal situation and just hard up. These are guys who are homeless, who are in the hospitals, who are having a really difficult time. And we can't impact the whole structure. We can help a few guys for a short period of time, but the Players Association and the league needs to step up at some point and take care of this problem. But in the meantime, tomorrow, I've got a boy in Dallas in the hospital with pneumonia, a good friend, played with the Packers for a number of years. We got a lot of guys that need help right now, so you can go on to jerrykramer.com and make a donation or check out the auction. Auction's going to be going for about 11 days from this point forward. We've got a wonderful Steiner Sports of New York, a major sports house, is donating time and money and services and has been a wonderful help in this thing. So we've got quite a program going here, and hopefully we can do it for the next 3 or 4 years.
Nick, make sure that Jerry Kramer includes his wonderful donation of, Jerry lost his ring, and he got a replacement ring. Well, the replacement ring, he decided to auction it off, and it will be a big part of whatever, in the final analysis, we're able to raise this money.